Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive to left field. Dyke throws towards third. Elliott fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Elliott. Doby moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski takes first base on ball four. Elliott moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dyke moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krahoski moves to third. Moss moves to second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krahoski scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field. Simpson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simpson. Dyke scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to third. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 2 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Les Moss. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Harry Burchin now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Rosen moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Harry Simpson. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing right field. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth bunts towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Burchin moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burchin moves to third. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burchin scores. Young moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Al Aber now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Al Aber. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Weak pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Weak moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Bill Glynn. Hal White now pitching. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Weak scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Strickland now playing first base. Bob Hooper now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.